I think perhaps one of the most important things to recognise about the period from about 1740 to 1789 in relations between Britain and the American colonies is that although the American Revolution inevitably looms large in any consideration of this period, it wasn't an inevitable, long, preordained outcome. It's very difficult for us now, when we consider the modern United States and modern Britain, to conceive of how unexpected the American Revolution was. It wasn't a product of the two countries growing steadily but surely apart. In fact, there's a very good case for saying what brings about the American Revolution is the two countries growing closer together. And many modern historians now view the American Revolution not as a crisis of disintegration, the British Empire in the Atlantic falling apart, but as a crisis of integration, a crisis whereby, as the two come closer together, the reasons for their growing apart become apparent. It's perhaps worth just saying that there were some obvious differences between colonial America and Britain. The most notable, I guess, is the existence of chattel slavery in North America, and particularly in the southern colonies of North America. There was a small black population in Britain, but it was small, whereas the slave population of the southern colonies was significant. In the case of one of those colonies, South Carolina, there was almost a black majority. So that's an important difference between colonial America and Britain. Another important difference was that colonial America was more ethnically mixed in its settler population. There was a significant German presence in North America. On the eve of the Revolution, one-third of the people who lived in Pennsylvania, the people of settler, in the settler population who lived in Pennsylvania, were German-speaking. Again, there were, of course, ethnic minorities in 18th-century Britain. There'd been migrants moving for religious purposes from continental Europe, but they were a tiny proportion of the population. Britain was ethnically much less mixed than colonial America. And finally, there was, of course, no British equivalent of the Native Americans, the original people who'd lived in North America before Europeans arrived. And all of those three features, the presence of slaves, large numbers of slaves, the fact that the settler population was ethnically quite mixed, and finally the presence of Native Americans, made colonial America different from Britain.